everyone, my name is Catherine Diaz, and I am a software engineer on the MRTK team, and I am going to be giving an introduction to MRTK today. The Mixed Reality Toolkit is a cross-platform toolkit for building mixed reality experiences for virtual reality and augmented reality. This talk is going to be a presentation tutorial hybrid on the basics of interaction in MRTK. We are going to go through the process of creating a simple interaction MRTK app in Unity. I will then show you how to deploy this app to a HoloLens 2, a WMR headset with Leap Motion Hands, and an iPhone. The concepts that we are going to go over are profiles, the input simulation, pointers, interactable events, and building for different devices. At the end, we will have an app that gives us visual feedback for interaction events, so now let's go into Unity. So I opened up Unity Hub, and I'm going to create a new project in 2019.3, and we'll name this project MRTK Interactions. The first thing I'm going to do is import the MRTK Foundation Unity package, and for today I'm going to be using MRTK 2.4, which will be released in mid-May, and for future reference you can see all of our releases on the releases pages on the GitHub, and here you'll see all of the Unity packages. So I'll import the 2.4 package. After the import process is done for the foundation package, the MRTK project configurator will come up, and these are just settings that are useful to apply to the Unity project, so I'm going to go ahead and hit apply. Now I'm also going to import the Mixed Reality Toolkit tools as well, so I can show some of the new features for 2.4. And now we're going to create a new Unity scene, and we'll name it Interaction Examples. Now we are going to go to the Mixed Reality Toolkit window and add to scene and configure. And what this will do is add the Mixed Reality Toolkit game object and the Mixed Reality PlaySpace game object. The MRTK game object is the toolkit itself, and it contains the configuration profiles, and these profiles are just settings for different features in MRTK. There are many default configuration profiles, and each one is specifically optimized for a platform or a feature in MRTK. The default profile for a new scene is the default mixed reality configuration profile, and this contains the most general features of each platform supported in MRTK. Also, to show the profile differences, we'll go to the default HoloLens 2 configuration profile, and HoloLens 2 does not support the teleport system, so you'll notice that that's not supported. So then when we go back to the default mixed reality configuration profile, teleport is supported. The Mixed Reality PlaySpace is the parent object to the main camera, and it will also contain the controllers with their associated pointers at runtime. Now we'll go back to the slides for input simulation controls. The input simulation is used to test out changes to your MRTK app in the editor. The input simulation can simulate articulated hand input and head gaze input. To move the camera forward, back, left, and right, use the WASD keys. To move the camera down and up, use the Q and E keys. And to rotate the camera, right-click and hold and move the mouse. To show the left hand and the right hand in the input simulation, hold the shift left key and hold the space bar. To move the hand within the scene forward and back while holding the space bar, scroll the middle mouse key to change the depth of the hand. To select air tap or pinch, which are all the same thing, left click and hold to drag and just left click to select. Now let's see what this looks like in Unity. So what I'm going to do is press play, and then in the game window, select it and then hold the spacebar for the right hand, and you just move it with your mouse, and left click to select, and then shift left for the left hand. Now, to keep the right hand in frame without holding the space bar, press the Y key, and in the hierarchy under the play space, you can now see the right hand controller and its associated pointers. And now we'll go back to the slides for an explanation of the pointers. A pointer in MRTK is an object attached to the controller that raises input events. MRTK has near interaction pointers and far interaction pointers. The poke pointer is attached to the index finger of the articulated hand, and it is represented by the blue sphere on the index finger. The poke pointer detects whether a game object has been touched. Another near interaction pointer is the grab pointer. There is no physical representation of the pointer itself, but the grab pointer detects whether a game object has been grabbed. The first far interaction pointer is the default controller ray pointer. The controller ray pointer is represented by a ray with a dotted line and a cursor at the end. The origin of the ray is the controller, and for this case, an input simulation hand is the controller. The ray origin is the index finger tip, but in other articulated hands, the ray origin is the palm. If a selection gesture occurs, the ray will show up as a solid line instead of a dotted line. The GGV pointer, which stands for gaze, gesture, and voice, is represented by the cursor that always appears in the center of the camera. If the camera is moved, the cursor will follow. The selection of an object requires the cursor to hover over the game object, which is head gaze, and to select the game object, perform the air tap gesture, which is the gesture. And the voice element of GGV is because gaze plus voice can also trigger a selection. This pointer is how input events were triggered in the HoloLens 1. And MRTK does have more pointers, but these are the basic pointers. All right, it is now time to start creating our scene. The first thing I'm going to do is create an empty game object, and we're going to call this one the touch indicator. Then we're going to add a cube with the touch indicator as the parent, and we're going to just going to name this one touch cube. Scale that one down to 20 centimeters. And we're also going to use the new mixed reality toolbox. And we're going to scroll down to find the tooltip to label the touch indicator. So select that to add it to the scene. And when you import a new object in MRTK with text, you need to import the TMP essentials. And when you first open the scene, the text might appear a little weird. So just like here. But to fix this, all you have to do is reload the scene by double-clicking it in the project window. And now that is fixed. And we're going to add the tooltip as a child of the touch indicator. And now back to the touch cube, we're going to add an interactable component to this object. And for the target, we're going to set it as itself. And for the theme of the touch cube, we're going to set it as the default theme for now. And I'm going to speed up the duplication process. But I'm going to be adding four different cubes, each with different events. Okay, now we have our four event indicators, but nothing will happen since the event receivers have not been added to Interactable yet. Let's add a touch receiver to the touch cube game object. So for near interaction events, an additional component is required. So I'm going to add the near interaction touchable volume component to this game object. And in interactable under receivers, I'm going to add an event, choose the type of receiver, which is going to be the interactable touch receiver. And I'm going to add a text change to the tooltip if the event is called. So for onTouch, I'm just going to change the tooltip text to onTouch. And I'll change the onTouchEnd text to onTouchEnd. Now let's test this out in the input simulation. So holding my spacebar and moving the hand on touch and on touch end. Okay, so the icons in the scene view are distracting, so go to Gizmos and disable 3D icons to clear up the scene view. Now we're going to move on to the grab indicator. And since this is a near interaction event, it's going to be the same deal as the touch indicator. So we are going to add an additional component called near interaction grabbable. And within the receivers, add the event and change it to the interactable on grab receiver. And it's going to be the same thing with changing the text on the tooltip. Okay, now let's test this out. And we'll go to the grab indicator and zoom in a little bit. Hit the left click to select, and so then you have on grab and on grab release. So what we're also going to do to make the component move is add an object manipulator to the grab indicator object. And this will allow the game object to move when we grab it. And so let's test that one out. And it looks like we got movement. Next is the focus indicator, and the focus event is like an on cursor hover event. So we are going to add the focus receiver to interactable and change the tooltip text. And let's test this one out. And using the gaze cursor, I'm holding the right click, and then let's try with the hand. Last is the click indicator, and the onClick event is already there by default in Interactable, so all I'm going to do is add that and then change the text to the tooltip. And let's test out the onClick indicator. And because Interactable just has the onClick receiver added, the click input can only be received through a far interaction pointer. Okay, so now as a final step, I'm going to change the default text on all of the indicators, but we'll speed through that. Okay, now that we're all done with the app, let's go to File and Build Settings, and we'll do a standalone build for my WMR headset. So add our interaction examples to the open scenes and create a new folder. And we'll call this one Standalone Build. Select that one and wait for that one to finish. Also, a new feature in 2.4 is Leap Motion support. So now you can use articulated hand tracking in your VR apps. So to do this, download the 4.5 Leap Motion Core assets. And open that folder. And what we're going to do is download only the core package within the latest release. Now Leap Motion is in the plugins folder, and so to configure MRTK for Leap Motion support, all you're going to do is go to the MRTK object, and we are going to switch the profile from the Mixed Reality Toolkit profile to the default Leap Motion configuration profile. And what you'll notice is that within the input profile, under Input Data Providers, there's going to be that Leap Motion Device Manager. And that is it for configuration. So we're going to go to the build settings and we're just going to create another standalone build. And I'm going to create a new folder and name this one Standalone Leap Build. Here is the result of our app with a Windows Mixed Reality headset and Leap Motion hand tracking. Okay, so now I'm on my Mac in 2019.3 with the same project, and what I'm going to do is import the AR Foundation and AR Kit. So in the Unity Package Manager, we're going to download or install the AR Foundation package version 2.14. And we're going to install the AR Kit XR plugin version 2.12. Some more configuration is required to use this scene on an iPhone. So what we're going to do is go into the MRTK object. We're going to duplicate the configuration profile so that we can modify it. And under the camera profile, we're going to clone that one. And we are going to add a new camera data provider. So under camera settings, data providers, add a new camera. And the type is going to be the Unity AR camera. Now we're going to go to File, Build Settings, and we need to switch the platform to iOS. After the platform is switched, we're going to go into Player Settings, and we need to uncheck Strip Engine Code. After that, all you have to do is build and then open the Xcode project. And here's what the result looks like on an iPhone. Also, something to note here is that only articulated hands support near interaction. So only the click indicator and the focus indicator will work here. But because we attach that object manipulator to the grab indicator, the object will be able to move using the touch screen on an iPhone. Now, to close out the talk, I wanted to show the view of the app with a HoloLens 2, and this app was created by just switching the platform in the build settings to UWP. All right, that concludes the intro to MRTK talk. Thanks so much, everybody, and happy Dev Days!